So, Bono, just explaining why this is a good song for babies. Bono?
I was just saying it's all about the bass end, the bottom end is what the child can hear in the womb. They don't hear top end. So often, like the father's the first voice that they respond to because of the lower voice. And this has some really tight bass playing on it. It's a beautiful bass loop, and that's, I think, the mantra of the song. I think that's why. I just think I'd be the one to put close to
it. It's a beautiful song. It's a beautiful song.
And it's good to hear it in the morning, because it's a really late night track. It's nice.
But it makes you want to go radio. Back to bed, doesn't it? That's the thing. So, when a time when new media was the big idea is written about in on this album, obviously, you now think that isn't a big idea anymore.
No. It was just a way, and that's the song Kite you're talking about there, and it was just a way of, in a way, of dating it. And it was the last of the rock stars when hip-hop drove the big cars, in the time when new media was the big idea. It was just, it's a very emotional song, Kite. It's about letting go of somebody that you love, and we all have to do that with, you know, whether it's our family or, you know, lovers, whatever. And I just wanted to just put a date on it. And so this, that was it. It was no big comment.
And what about him? What about the fact, is the world getting better or worse, do you think? What about you, Les?
I think it's definitely, it's got a little more complicated. And I think that, you know, all this technology stuff and people thinking that, you know, that's the future. I don't kind of believe that. I think, you know, we're going to get to a stage where it's going to simplify. People are going to want real. You know, they want the reality.
It's after virtual reality comes actual reality.
It's true, isn't it? That's fantastic.
But the world is, you know, it is an often wicked place, and you know, it's when you look around. But it's also full of beauty, and beauty is the consolation prize, really. And we just have to find more of it, and we have to look for it in unexpected places. You know, and it's not just in those kind of fashion spreads, and you know, that's not real, you know, beauty. And so there's beauty to be found in everyday things.
You think there are too many pictures and not enough words nowadays?
I think it isn't about words. It's about conversations, and it's about honest, you know, being real with people. I think Larry's actually right, though. I always remember that when I was talking about being real, I always think of that song. What's the guy, the American rapper, who talks about keeping it real?
R. Kelly.
R. Kelly. And it's a genius line. He's going, chicks all around, friends from out of town, me and the crew, doing what we do, got the Dom Perignon, you know, going to keep it all night long, keeping it real. Wow. That's the kind of real we mean.
What a guy.
Want to be in his crew.
Do you think that the things that bring success are often the things that aren't very attractive about people, and the things that unsuccessful people are full of the more of the virtues in life?
No, I think it's equal. You know, I when we moved house, I was moved to a nice house about years ago, and I got a bit freaked out waking up in this. I thought it was a bit big. It felt like a hotel or something. And I went around checking out the neighborhood.
And it was a hotel.
Thinking about, but I was just checking out the neighborhood where my, you know, little girls are going to grow up. And I thought, oh, man, you know, what are they going to turn into? And I went to a party that I heard the music playing. I came back from the studio, and it was like 2 in the morning. It was an 18-year-old birthday party. And I figured out it was just the exact same percentage assholes as there was, you know, parties on our side of the city when we grew up. So I don't think it's a matter about, it's not about success. I don't think that's it.
Okay, well, that's I'm going to say it. That's all we got time for. But thanks for coming in. It's been a real pleasure. We've been looking forward to it for weeks. Cheers.
Thank you.
No problem.
Just say hello to you while you're here.
Hello to your best way. To